DeSantis reveals DHS deportation flights out of alligator Alcatraz underway. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 25, 2025. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., revealed that the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, had started deportation flights out of alligator Alcatraz, the migrant detention center in the Florida Everglades. In a post on X, DeSantis highlighted how Florida turned the Miami-Dade Collier Training Facility into a detention center to house, process, and deport illegal aliens. The Florida governor added that deportation flights out of the facility were underway. "We stood up Alligator Alcatraz in just 8 days as a centralized facility for deportation staging," DeSantis said in his post. The facility has a 2-mile runway that allows federal military aircraft to transport illegal aliens out of the country, right on site. "These deportation flights operated by DHS are underway, and we will support efforts to increase cadence of the flights so that the number of illegal aliens deported keeps increasing," DeSantis added. "This is a mandate set upon us by the American people." While speaking at a press conference on Friday from Alligator Alcatraz, DeSantis revealed that hundreds of illegals had already been deported from Alligator Alcatraz. DeSantis added that as the number of deportations rises, the facility could be expanded, and that construction could begin at Camp Blanding for another migrant detention facility. The Florida governor has said that Camp Blanding would be able to house 2,000 migrants, according to News 4 Jax. Before the facility can be used to house migrants, it would need to meet certain food service requirements, as well as have certain building facilities like a medical facility and barber operations. "The flights are going, I think that cadence is going to increase. I think you're going to continue to see the numbers really go up dramatically," DeSantis added. "And then, as there's demand, we can expand the footprint here to 3,000. And then we can do Camp Blanding, and I said we've always been ready, willing and able to do that. I don't want it to be something where people, illegals are just being like stored there and then just kind of sitting." As Breitbart News has reported, some of the migrants being detained at Alligator Alcatraz include an MS-13 gang member called Oscar Satan Sanchez, whose rap sheet includes assault and conspiracy to commit murder. Another migrant detained at the facility includes a Guatemalan migrant whose rap sheet includes burglary of an occupied dwelling. For example, one inmate at Alligator Alcatraz is an MS-13 member named Oscar Satan Sanchez. His rap sheet includes assault and conspiracy to commit murder in New York. A Guatemalan migrant by the name of Luis Donaldo Corrado is also at the facility and has a criminal history that includes burglary of an occupied dwelling, forced entry, and voyeurism. The facility, which opened at the beginning of the month, was reported to have more than 400 security personnel and 1,000 staffers, and also has 10 miles of Everglades on every side of the facility.